Hi, this is Amy Nyland from Waterloo, and you're listening to CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.
Thanks, Amy. Hope you're listening tonight. Although you were thinking about coming out tonight, but I forget what you're busy at. But we'll do this again, and we'll have a great time because it's always fun. You have some interesting topics, and you know, talking about topics, I just saw something. That, you know, there's numerous websites about swing dancing, and one was posing questions, and the one question was, "Where's the oddest place you have been swing dancing?" And you know, if we had a crowd of people here, we could probably just have a riot.
I'm a little boring though, because there's this thing called Lindy bombing.
Yeah,
where you'll just like start dancing to whatever music is playing at a location, or some people actually bring their own music and that. And
that's a nickname for flash mob. That's a new way to describe it. Isn't it? Flash mob.
Yeah,
is it the same thing?
Like, it's different. Okay. Flash mobs are generally these things that they're often music.
Yeah.
And it's usually a group like a choir or something will say, "Hey, let's do a spontaneous performance here." And they set up a bunch of cameras and record it. The Lindy bombing was much more like a bunch of friends would go to a restaurant and then, "Oh, I like this song," and get up and dance, right?
Yeah.
In my case, there was an exchange. I don't like Lindy bombing much myself, so I don't have many spontaneous places. But there was an exchange in Toronto,
and
I danced on the glass floor in the CN Tower. And then there was a dance in Toronto a while back, last couple of months, and some of my friends from Hamilton were driving back from that. And there was some kind of huge accident, and the traffic was completely stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually got out of their car briefly and danced in the middle of the 403.
That's pretty unusual.
Yeah.
Story I can add to that was, I mentioned I went to Springfield, New Hampshire one time, and all the travelers came in through Logan Airport. And, of course, there was various groups there coming from different flights. And doggone it, I can remember seeing a group of them just Lindy hopping there in the airport. So you can't blame them. I think it was on the way out, too, and they're still dancing. So.
Oh, man, yeah.
I can't say I'm full of imagination about other places. I'm sure people have danced Lindy Hop in all kinds of fun spots. So,
absolutely.
That's one tradition we don't do a lot of here in Waterloo, which is Lindy bombing. Although at one time we would try to all meet at a new venue and with a band that we thought might be.
Oh yeah, and I mean, I suppose you could call it Lindy bombing, but it would be like there are a bunch of places like we would occasionally go to the Boathouse
when
Douglas Watson or Daddy Longlegs or. Big Rude Jake, I think, played there once when I went, and
people would
find whatever little amount of space they could get in that venue and dance there.
Yeah. You mentioned Big Rude Jake. I was so lucky. I saw it in the paper about 2 months ago, met about three or four Lindy Hop friends out there, and he was playing Little Bean that night.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, like sometimes Big Rude Jake's almost makes me think of Taj Mahal because he's got so much stuff going on in his songs. And,
yeah, he does.
But he was his delightful self. And I know another friend showed up and they were thinking the situation over. Since Big Rude Jake has now changed, this latest album is a lot more New Orleans and in preparation for maybe a show this promoter was looking at.
Oh, really?
What it would sound like to have what he was like on a stage like that. So
yeah, the New Orleans style is really catching on a lot these days. I found.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's and you're gonna and then as you mentioned before, you're on your way down to New Orleans. And when are you going down?
It's end of September. It's like September 29th, last weekend of September. I think it might go into October a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we're going down very early Thursday morning. Well, early Thursday morning, and then staying over until mid-Monday morning.
So that's September 3rd till...
Or no, end of September, like September 29th until October 1st or something like that. I can't remember the exact
days. You'll have good weather yet, but not that crazy hot.
Yeah, it's a great time because last year it was actually cooler than it is now, or it was cooler there than it is now here.
Yeah.
Fresher breeze. we had no rain, just sunshine all the time. And yeah, that was pretty intense because we came back on Monday, and immediately upon getting back to Waterloo, we went to the dance that the Hepcat Hoppers were running that night, the regular Monday night dance.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a very long weekend of dancing.
It's funny you should mention that because, you know, I went with Amy here last week and Martin, and we inevitably got talking about, you know, that you Martin expressed it a bit best, and basically, you know, you know you just love it because you've danced all weekend, you come out again on Monday night, and it's not, it has to do with, you know, it's just an ongoing excitement that you want to try this and dance more as you develop your skills. And
you get to see so much new stuff when you travel.
Yeah.
You come back and you get to try it out with other people from that you already know and see how it goes.
You know, we often talk about dancing away, and exchanges are great, but let's not forget that our local dancers are a lot of fun, too, and it's a lot of familiar faces, but it's up to the dancers to try something new and to try dancing with dancers at different skill levels, and you can recreate the excitement in a new, if it's a new dance hall or a theme.
I know.
I think Dave doesn't. Did you go to the Star Wars?
No, I haven't been to any of those ones.
No, you know, I like Star Wars much the next person, but I'm quite that fanatic to want to have a dance. But still, I get the point that it's a way to put on the costumes and you play your another
try
kind of dancer.
Something special. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I know I was talking to someone on at Dancing in the Park a couple of weeks and. They've been looking at videos of dancing and different dancers and trying out the stuff they see in the videos and all that kind of stuff. It's a great way to come up with something that no one that you dance with has seen before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's good fun. we're going to play, let's play some of your stuff there. Boy, we're almost, wow.
Oh, wow.
It's slipping by. It's quite pleasurable, John. Yeah. We're just having a good chat here. Let's let's play a couple of songs or two from what you got there.
Yeah.
And then I'll run some more station stuff here shortly, and then we'll move towards the end of the show. And you want to tell us what you've got queued up there before you start?
So this first one, I was remembering earlier in the show, we were talking about connections between dances and a bit about the history of the dance and stuff.
Yes.
And so there's this really not well-known dance called Black Bottom.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, and it's it is kind of one of the forefathers of Charleston. The story behind the style of the dance is you imagine a cow in the mud and it's trying to get its feet out of the mud. This is actually the feeling that you recreate when you're doing the Black Bottom.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay.
The alternative is that you've got on your big rain boots and waders in the mud, and it's really thick mud, and you've got to really work to step out of the mud, and you kind of... It bring it up in this really unique way. I could show it to people if they were here, but so I first learned that at a blues workshop about 5 years ago is when I first saw it and heard about it, and Mike Faltasek, and I can't remember his dance partner that did it. It's a solo dance, but they came up with this choreography together to teach people Black Bottom, and it was to the song, and it has, if you think about cows lifting their feet out of the mud, you might be able to picture this.
That'd be quite a splash, splish, splash in the back. I actually know what it looks like, a cow climbing out of the mud.
Yeah.
Another time. All right, you're at 101.3 Sound FM, CKMS Radio, and it's the Swing Jazz and Blues Show, and John, press the button, and we'll hear this song.
Okay. Thank you.
We're back, folks, and we're having a little fun here. The station website has the facility to trace the number of listeners and where they're coming from, and we're just having a real hoot. Yeah. Thank you, loyal listeners.
Yeah, it seems that there are two others listening in right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. So hopefully they're actually listening. And
welcome aboard. We're having fun here. We wish you were here, too.
Yeah.
So that last song was Splanky, and that's a very good song. I can't imagine any Lindy Dance without at least that or a version of it being played.
Yeah, that one I've actually got is called Corner Pocket.
Okay.
By Cab Calloway.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What is this?
I'm sure there's a song called Splanky that sounds almost identical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy, but you're right. That must, it's
sometimes that happens with some of the jazz standards. it reminds me, there's Sea Jam Blues,
yeah,
which is a really well-known one,
right.
And Duke Ellington plays it. He also plays one called Duke's Place,
mm-hmm.
which is Sea Jam Blues, where he's added some lyrics on top of it.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that, but now that I think of it, and I've got both songs, and I just enjoy this and never analyze it too much.
Yeah.
And the song before that, Before My Mind Gets Foggy, was...
Savoy Blues, I believe it was called.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was one that some dancers came up with some Black Bottom choreography to.
Ah, Black Bottom.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you're getting a good Friday night, folks, and we're just going to meander into the last little bit of our show tonight. We've got another 20 minutes before our last DJ Camilla comes back in. He was on before us, taking place of the show Pressure Drop. And so we'll maybe, how are we going to do this? Maybe I should play some ads here next. That's what I'll do next.
Yeah.
Right, and then that's done, and then we'll be able to come back and finish off the show with some more talk, and then maybe you'll have time for another... Actually, have time for another song or two from your collection there, I think.
Yeah, I can pull something up.
Yeah. All right, just give me that end back again, and then I can be ready to go here when it comes time to play them. But we sure want to say thanks to our sponsors, the Hepcat Hoppers, for helping organize this show. I am not too sure. We've covered a lot of stuff tonight, John. I wonder... Well, let's play these ads first, and then we'll talk some more. Okay, folks, you're at 100.3 Sound FM, and you can listen to us on the internet, which thankfully we're glad to see a couple listeners are. You can listen to us on the Rogers Box digital channel number 946, and of course you can listen to us on the broadcast band at 100.3. And we'll be right back. It's your host Jeff Steger, and my guest is John Layden. Talk to you in a bit.
Every Monday night at Hepcats, the joyful sounds of swing jazz and blues music is played by local live bands or DJs. They will keep you dancing all night long starting at 9 p.m. Enjoy an introductory dance lesson starting at 8:30 p.m. included in the cover price. Hepcats is located at 42 Herb Street East, Waterloo. Please use the side door entrance. For more information, visit www.hepcathoppers.ca.
Shady Nook Farms, raising all-natural cattle with care. Now, your local food source for beef, we have whole sides, half sides, hamburger, and summer sausage, and freezer packs. Locally raised and prepared, visit our website at shadynook.ca.
Hi, I'm Victoria Kidd. You're listening to Swing and Blues Radio on CKMS 100.3.
Okay, folks, we're back, and it's in the last 15 minutes of our show, and John, that was just that little background, that song was, I think, by Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. They have most of their songs, of course, as you know, are we call them neo-swing, and they're very lively and complex things, but from time to time, those artists, they do have a little bit of fun, and they, you know, put a little, take a classic song, and they just...
Add their own little touch to it.
Yeah, or they don't try to, like, speed it up too much. They just have fun with it, and that's all right.
Yep.
Oh, I see what I did wrong here. Okay. I'll just type over here on my machine and trying to do two things at once, and it doesn't work very well. I'll just forget doing that for now.
Yeah.
So, folks, we're going to have... we're all looking forward to the Kitchener Blues Festival coming up. Lessons start in September. Bunch of stuff going on in the area.
Yeah, there's one thing that mm-hmm. I didn't notice in the announcements. Some friends of ours in Hamilton that we get together with all the time. This summer they've been having Dancing in the Park.
Well, that's right. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah, so we've got our own Dancing in the Park that's been going on for years. They started just last year doing some dancing in the Dundas Driving Park.
Yeah, have you been down yet?
I've been meaning to for the past month, and there's always something that comes up on Wednesday night.
It's the same dilemma I was telling you on Tuesday night, is that I'd like to be in more often, but it's like, wow, one more night, and folks, your host here has been burning the candle at both ends. I don't mind doing it once in a while, but like Monday is a Hepcat dance, and Tuesday is I went to
Dancing in the Park.
Yeah, and Wednesday night was Bobby O'Brien.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and then tonight here we are behind the microphones. And
and the week before tonight there was...
How do you like our train going by, folks? Yeah. Elmira Express going up to pick up somewhere.
The week before there was Fratburger, and...
So I get it when you say you haven't done but let's just, hats off to those guys in the Hammer Hoppers. They've got a good scene down there. They're doing stuff.
Yeah, they're wonderful people. Yeah. And if you find yourself in Hamilton on Wednesday night for the rest of the summer, the last one is September 5th, I think.
Okay.
Just you should definitely drop by, and they have lots of fun there. Now, Dundas Driving Park is a really nice park as well, so you can walk around and see some beautiful things.
Are they still doing their monthly dance in the summer?
That'll be starting up again in September.
Okay, that makes sense. So in the summer you go dance in the park because it's...
Yeah, their lessons are starting up in September again, and dancing in the park and all that kind of... And their monthly dance happens on the third Wednesday of every month, and I, for some reason, know all the details about the dancing that they do there.
Well, you've been a big supporter. I know I used to go down a lot, too. But then they switched their monthly dance to Wednesday nights, which I normally have an obligation Bobby O'Brien, so I haven't been down for a long time. But I do remember going down Tuesday nights and having a lot of fun down those dances in Hamilton.
Yeah, they're always a good time.
You know, it's funny, we talk about other scenes, and we have fellow swing dancers in the city of London, and that's each city is different and unique, and theirs is set up in a... With the University Club, of course, with a certain style of dancing. Another swing dance group that has, I'm just going to say offhand, they probably try a bit more variety. A lot of West Coast and country swing, that type of stuff. You don't see a Lindy Hop group in the same way that you and I would recognize. I think they're still kind of struggling to have a...
It takes a lot. It takes some time to get it to happen.
Yeah.
A lot of the groups in... Like the Hamilton and Toronto and Waterloo groups really started up, or they got their footing in when there was that big revival of swing dancing in the mid to late 90s.
Yep.
And then ever since then, it's been, it's decreased a bit. It's not the same fad that it used to be, but there's still definitely that strong subculture there. But it's a little harder to get momentum when you don't have it already in place.
It seems to me just offhand that, in general, the scene in North America around the world is just about the same as it ever was. There's a whole whack of exchanges now that are 10 years plus.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're continuing. There's always new ones popping up. I know even our local scene, all things being equal, it stays relatively constant.
It just doesn't quite have the 300 plus people in University of Waterloo Swing Club that there used to be.
That's true.
It was a fairly short fad, but then it's been really steady since then, and I'd say always growing.
Yeah. So, you know, so there's lots of good Lindy Hop out there, and you know, if you want to get out and do something, that's great. You'll have lots of fun, and rest be assured, I think it'll be around for several years, so you don't have to worry about it just being a flash and pan and gone. There's lots of dedicated dancers that have been around for some time. So, just letting John plug back into his electronic device there. I hope he's picking up a song.
Yeah, I've got one ready here.
Okay, and are you changing the feel of the song or the genre?
This is going back to a bit earlier tonight.
Okay, good.
This is that Taj Mahal one that I wanted to play.
I'm glad you got that.
Yeah.
All right, so you can listen to Taj Mahal, and I'm sure this will be, you won't believe the same artist.
This one's Cakewalk into Town. It's actually a very similar style of Taj Mahal, believe it or not.
Okay, press the go button.
Okay.
I had had the blues so bad one time. It put my face in a permanent frown. Now I'm feeling so much better, I can cakewalk in the town. I woke up this morning feeling so good, you know I lay back down again. Throw your big leg over me, mama, I might not feel this good again. My baby, oh my baby, I love the way she walk. When a girl gets sleepy, I love the way she baby talk. Now worry done got scarce, honey, all, and work it no got hard. I spend my whole day stealing chickens, mama, from their rich folks' yard. I got the blues so bad one time, it put my face in a permanent frown. You know I'm feeling so much better, I can cakewalk in the town. I want to go on a picnic in the country, mama, all, and stay all day. I don't care if I don't do nothing, just while my time away. I got the blues so bad one time, it put my face in a permanent frown. You know I'm feeling so much better, I can cakewalk in a town.
Thank you.
Okay, that's a fun tune. Taj Mahal, another different view and face of Taj Mahal.
Yeah, and then after that we had Ain't Misbehaving by Fats Waller. Yeah. One of the versions with organ, which you really don't hear much in jazz anymore. In the old jazz, I should say.
Now, you mentioned you had four different versions of Ain't Misbehaving on there, and it got me thinking of the different versions I have of numerous songs on my...
And I should say... At least four different versions, all by Fats Waller of Misbehave.
No.
Really? Yeah, no, really.
Yeah. How did that happen? Like, there was not. It must have been on LPs over like 10 years.
Yeah, and then re-released and remastered and stuff, and they find some old recording. Yeah.
Four versions by the same artist.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good. That's a. I remember reading somewhere where St. James Infirmary was probably one of the songs with the most versions of it out there.
Oh, yeah.
There was a website I had been to, like, this is some time ago, and they 40, 50 versions of it on there.
Yeah, so many versions. I'm sure there are so many more than that. It's hard to catalog them all.
I was just thinking about the type of artists and musicians we had playing for us and what's popular in the scene, and also... And I noticed that swing dancers really like the more simple, even a band with a drum allows a more expressive music with good musicians who can play the guitar or the horn or a thing. Like I'm thinking, yeah. I have to be honest, about Sandy McDonald's one of my favorite bands that come in, and it's just the two of them.
Yeah, he does a great job. The guitar you can use like a rhythm instrument to support the... lack of drums and stuff like that. It's
and what's that, the La Vicious Sweeties, or what's that one that's pretty popular now that Amanda's, and also very, it's more like ukulele and,
I'm not sure if I've heard of them. I have heard one of their songs, but I can't remember it now.
So, it's just really fun to, sometimes for dance purposes and so on, just the simpler the better. You just want to feel that,
sort of. Yeah, a nice straightforward beat, nice and that Ain't Misbehaving is really nice because it tends to be more relaxed and mm-hmm. laid back, and it gives you a little breath in between any fast-paced stuff or anything like that.
Yeah. And I like that one too. It did speed up in the middle of it there.
It did, but only for about 2 bars.
Which is fine.
Yeah, just enough to throw people off and yeah. bring them back.
That's true. I you know, in a perfect world, I'd be out here getting my music organized. I've got a special subclass called Swingified, which is songs that you wouldn't normally think swing, but I just messed around with it. So I'm gonna be wise to have like a section called versions of the same songs.
Yeah,
and gather the stuff together in themes and. I don't know, how do you organize your music, John? Do you
I don't do the DJing thing for swing dancing much, so I don't have that much, so I don't have to worry about organizing. Most of my music is organized by artist, then album, and it's very eclectic.
So then you have a mental map of some sort of where the stuff is that you have it. You wouldn't have to... search through a database and look for some keywords to find stuff you pretty well know.
I'm generally familiar with the music I get. If I get music, it's because I really want it, and so it's, if I'm in this mood, then I'll pull up this artist and that album. And
so, where are you finding most of your music nowadays? Are you downloading off the web, off the iTunes type venues, or
I still lean towards albums. Mm-hmm. There's, I'm one of these guys that's of the opinion that an album is very different than a collection of songs.
Okay.
If you get a really good album, it'll tell a story. It goes through all of these different emotions and it's a real trip. So I usually, when I sit down and listen to music, I'll pull up an album and listen to that as opposed to just a few songs or this is my happy mix or something.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, of course, as mostly you can drive yourself crazy trying to organize things too much. You start splitting hairs and you get yourself confused with what kind of music you're trying to keep on your
Yeah.
On your device.
And the most important thing, from what I've been told with various DJs, is just to be really familiar with your music.
Yeah.
Keep notes. Remember what stuff is and what things sound like what and other stuff and genres and all of that.
Yeah. So. Well, John, it's just been a pleasure to have you in the studio tonight. We're just having a couple of chat about music, just no particular direction to our chat. I just kind of wandered. I'm just delighted with the type of songs you brought in, and so hopefully our listeners have enjoyed it as well, to hear a lot of different tunes and the like. I think we're certainly more to the end of our show than the beginning. It's 11:57 by this computer here, and I'm about ready to call a night, and DJ Camille will be up next with the Night of Hip-Hop. With his, DJ Camille likes to emphasize local hip hop music as much as possible, and we have a vibrant scene here, and he has a huge collection of local music, so it's quite nice that you can hear that that style here. So, on behalf of the Swing Jazz and Blues Show, it's Jeff Steger, your host, and with me, John Layden, my guest, co-host, and you're listening to us at 100.3 Sound FM, CKMS Radio. Mm-hmm. Episode 57, and you'll have Dave Trin behind the microphone next week. So we'll play a song on the way out here, and then we'll switch over. So We'll see y'all.
Have a good night, everybody.
Have a good night, and give everyone you meet a smile.
There's nothing in this world too good for a girl so sweet and true. Honey, ain't it good to you? Bought you a fur coat for Christmas, a diamond ring, big Cadillac car, and everything. Nothing in this world too good for a girl so sweet and true. Honey, ain't I good to you?